Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen, and every now and again when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Melanie.
We get on this podcast every single day, or every single day, that would be a lie. Every single week, we talk about what we want to talk about. And we want to thank our sponsor for sponsoring today's episodes.
Absolutely. And our sponsors for today's episode are Earnin, Masterclass, ZocDoc, and Uncommon Goods.
All right, very good. Yes, it today is Micaiah's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, you should let her come say hi to the people.
Should I?
Do it at the end. Do it at the end so she can say happy birthday. I mean, we could tell her happy birthday. All right, we are going to listen. Mel said it earlier, but it bears repeating. We flew from LA to DC, that was fine. We had no problems, actually. Everybody said LA was going to be, but maybe because we left on Thursday night instead of Friday when all the deductions started, but we had no problems at all getting out. And then DC to Charlotte, our flight was delayed. I want to say like maybe like an hour and a half to 2 hours, but we were still able to get out. We got to the show on time. We had time to take a nap. So it would still, even though it was delayed, it still wasn't bad. And then from Charlotte, Kevin and I drove to Fayetteville, where his parents are, to surprise his dad for his 60th birthday. So we were there for a few hours, and then we took the flight out that night was the plan, to head back to LA. So you go from Fayetteville, because that's a small little regional airport, which it's my favorite airport in the United States of America. Fayetteville to Atlanta, Atlanta to LA. Our flight from Fayetteville to Atlanta went off without a hitch. It was on time. Everything was great. We got to Atlanta and our flight was canceled. Actually, I think it was canceled while we were still in Fayetteville. Our flight from LA, or I'm sorry, from Atlanta to LA was canceled. And so they consolidated us to a later flight. Fine, no problem, because our connection was only 20 minutes. We should have never, I'm a strong believer you need a connection of at least 90 minutes. My preference is 2 hours though. So I don't know why we did a 20 minute one. Regardless, I was like, oh, this is okay. We should have been on this flight anyway. We probably were never going to make that 20 minute connection. All is well. That got delayed. Then it got delayed again. And then it got canceled. And so we spent the night in Atlanta from obviously last night until this morning. And then we took a 9 o'clock flight that went out without a hitch. But obviously I came home. I wanted to make sure that I ate because I was starving. And then I watched Selling Sunset. So I haven't even showered or anything, but I will be doing that as soon as I'm done here. And we left my backpack in Atlanta too. So I don't have my laptop.
It's at the airport?
No, in the hotel.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah,
in the hotel. We have these men that try to be silverist. And so I tried to let him take it normally. But he was saying, like, we're all discombobulated because normally you put your backpack on your suitcase, but we didn't have our suitcase because it was on the other flight. And so it was just all a mess. And by the time we literally realized it, like, as soon as we landed at the airport, like, as soon as we arrived, it was like, I was like, no, you're Mr. Chivalry. You remember? You're supposed to have it. He's like, oh, no, I don't have it. It's still at the hotel. So we were going to go back to the hotel, but by that time in Atlanta traffic, we were 15 minutes away. It went up to 30 minutes. That means round trip, it would have been an hour. That's too risky because if we miss this trip, who knows?
When you gonna make it?
When we're gonna get out of Atlanta.
So you already called the hotel though? Are they shipping it?
They're gonna overnight it tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good.
That's good. Because my passport's in there.
Oh, jeez.
And so Kev was like, oh yeah, we're taking an international flight. If you guys could just overnight it.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, so
funny. Just lie.
It doesn't matter. They're like, we'll do whatever you want. You're paying for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll overnight it. Who cares? Yeah. So it should be here tomorrow. I've been tracking it. So anyway, that was that. Tomorrow is a holiday though. It's Veterans Day.
That's true.
So anyway, yeah, that was basically my long story short. We didn't do much of nothing last week, except that's not true. Did I tell you I fell?
No.
Let me see if I can actually show y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see it?
That is such a playground.
Yeah.
Scar. Like the place of it, it's giving like I was on the monkey bars.
So instead of the monkey bars, you can replace that with I was on the treadmill.
Oh.
And what happened tonight? Huh?
The treadmill is like the adult monkey bars.
Correct. Yeah. So I was walking the night before we went to Ebony 100. This is the dumbest story, by the way. Like, truly, it's very dumb and embarrassing. So I'm walking into the gym from the night before we did Ebony 100, and I saw the executive producer, I believe is her title, of Beyond the Gates.
Oh.
Candace Benbow is a huge fan of Beyond the Gates. So I'm like, oh my God, my friend's a huge fan. Da 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 da. She's like, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm like, her name is this, yada yada yada. So I'm texting Candace the night of. I just ran into the executive producer of Beyond the Gates. Like, I gave her your name, whatever. Candace lives in Atlanta. So she's obviously 3 hours ahead. So she doesn't really text me until the next morning. So as I'm walking into to get on the gym to kind of warm up, she's texting me, oh my God, thank you. I say, you're welcome. Hopefully something comes of it. I'm down on my phone walking toward the treadmill, but I glance up to see both treadmills. There's two in front. Well, there's a whole row, but there's two kind of where I'm walking. I see one has a water bottle and I see the other one. I don't want to go to the one with the water bottle. I'm assuming someone's using it.
Yeah.
We don't realize the other one is on.
Uh-oh.
Fast.
You got a moving treadmill?
Melanie.
Well, you tried to get on a moving treadmill.
I tried to get on a moving treadmill.
Oh.
You see me, they have video. So I'm like, get on. You realize that it's on. You're kind of like running until you like fall. So I'll eventually, my brain is like, oh, you're not going to win this battle. It's on, Melissa. So I just kind of like lay down to give into it so I can slide off. Because what are you going to do? You can't stand up.
There's no other option.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just like lay my head down because I'm like, I don't want to like have a head injury. So I just kind of like lay down, slide off, but it's going so fast, I slide off. So this is basically like a freaking rug burn on my knee.
That's
so dumb. That's terrible. I just lay here like, you're way too old for this.
This is
so dumb. Yeah, it's still pretty painful, to be honest. This was last week Wednesday when it, like, it's not as bad as it was last week, but when I touch it, it's still pretty tender. It was like swollen and everything. It was the worst. I was like, honestly, Melissa, you really should have just got home, like got up and went home.
You stayed there and worked out?
Yeah. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh. I'm already here now.
That's good commitment. That's great.
Yeah. I was like, girl, you already got up. You already did the stuff. Like, what we finna do next? So anyway, that was my some of everything.
I will give my, mine will be very, very quick, but before I do, I'll go into the first sponsor, which is Earnin. Earnin is a sponsor, like I said, of this podcast. They've been a sponsor of a number of episodes, so we know them pretty well around here. Earnin is the original earned wage access app that lets you access your pay as you work. And that's because life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So why should payday? The money you've earned should be in your hands. And with Earnin, it can be. So in those moments when money isn't moving as fast as your life is, Earnin helps give you the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin, again, is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earnin app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help you keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So if you have, I mean, we all know the holidays are coming, things are coming up, even if it wasn't the holiday time, things come up. So whether it's gas, bills, groceries, maybe a special night out, taking family to dinner or an event, a last minute gift for a loved one, because that happens all the time. Any of those things, right, that kind of pop up that you want to do, need to do, have to do, Earnin is there to help you. So download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Gin Juice Podcast under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help our show. Gin Juice Podcast under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in some in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earnin.com for full details. Download Earnin now and take control of your pay. So I will quickly say, yes, today, Monday, is my youngest child's 4th birthday. She, I'm sure we've said this before, she has the same birthday as a friend of ours, her daughters. They were born on November 10th. We were in the same hospital on the same floor and just happened to never see each other, which is so hilarious every time we think about it, because you know they make you do those walks and I'm like, how did we just not see each other when we were doing walks? But regardless, they have the same birthday, they go to the same school, have been in the same class since they started going to school. And so yesterday, the friend had her birthday party, so we went to that to celebrate, and you know, all the classmates were there. And then when we left, Makaya had been complaining that her stomach was hurting kind of all day, but when she's playing, she just plays, right? And so I'm like, is it really hurting? But by the end of the party, I mean, she didn't, they had pizza. She wouldn't eat pizza. She wouldn't eat anything. They had cake and she was like, no to cake. And I was like, oh girl, something is happening. So she had been saying her stomach was hurting. The ride home, she's saying her stomach is hurting. We get home. She's all, you know, talking to dad, but to Greg and McKinley, saying her stomach is hurting. Gets ready for bed, goes to bed. But she would, and she don't ever go to sleep. We put Makai to bed at 8:30, and at 11:30, she'd be in my room like, what y'all doing? So she was not asleep, but she was still saying her stomach was hurting. And then I went in her room, and she was like, maybe I need to throw up. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe you should. And then it just, and you know, children, what they throw, they just be like, here's my shirt and my bed. And I'm just going, just no efforts to put it anywhere other than on herself. So that happens. I take her to the bathroom. She's just going. And it, like, it was horrible. I'm like, your birthday is tomorrow. Not a good time for you to be doing this. So anyway, she was just, I don't feel good, mommy, my belly. So she ends up sleeping in our room, which is never a good idea because she's the worst sleeper. So I'm up all night and she's in my back and she just lays across. And then she keeps waking up to tell us that her stomach's still hurting. She eventually goes to the bathroom, throws up again, gets in my like recliner chair. It was a long night. Eventually her and Greg get on the floor and sleep on the floor. I was like, first of all, sir, you are 40. Why are you sleeping on the floor? I put her on the floor, put a towel down and like sleep on the edge of the bed, but you go sleep on the floor. So they slept on the floor. But by the time she woke up this morning, she was feeling much better. I said, good morning. It's your birthday. She said, it is. I said, yes. Today. I was like, yeah, right now. I'm like, yes, baby. Today is your birthday. So she is in a much better mood. We went and got her some cake. She finally eat this cake. I know that. And we got to make a little dinner for her. So all that to say, yes, that is kind of what has been our, you know, weekend. So yeah, my baby's 4 years old.
I cannot believe my Kai Kai is 4.
Right. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's weird to think that she's the youngest of the family, really. And I'm like, girl, 4 is so close to 5. Like, you have to go to big girl school next year. Like, that's a little bit crazy for me. You're still like the baby, but she's big. So anyway.
Mel straightened her hair and her hair was so cute.
I straightened it. First of all, this girl has so much hair. I straighten it and curl it and it's like really cute. And she just has the biggest attitude. Just, I don't want to show my hair. Just so rude. But today I had it in braid. So today I let it out. So it's kind of like wavy. And she put on her pink dress. I am like girly girl. Mm-hmm. So she has on a pink mermaid dress. And we went to the store and she's telling everybody it's her birthday and she's a princess. It was very, very cute. So.
My Kai Kai. Well, we'll be over there after we're done. Kev went for a walk and then we'll come over so I can tell her happy birthday. I'm very happy for her. I'm happy she's feeling better because yesterday she was. I called her to try to hype her up for her hair. And she was like,
She was not. I don't know why. Everybody's like, you look so cute. And she wasn't feeling it. So
yeah. Okay. I'm going to, before we move into Pop the Trunk, tell you guys briefly that for Christmas, first of all, I already have a theme pick for next year, just so everybody knows that. I'm not going to share it yet because maybe I'll change my mind. I don't want y'all to hold me to it. It's not even 365 days yet because Christmas ain't even here yet. But in case I change my mind, but I do have a theme in my brain picked out. But me and Greg, while we were in over the show, we were talking about how we're going to do the pop-up shop. So what I think I'm going to start doing, I have to decide if I'm going to lean into, and maybe I'll try to do both, where I'll lean into trying to do video content that goes on Instagram, or if I'm just going to go live with you guys, the Patreon. I might try to do both so that way you guys can see the thing, but I kind of want to do a video. I just need an editor. I need someone that can edit what I see because I don't do it. But you know how Raven Elise does it, and you can see, like, she'll tell you what she's going to do and kind of sketch it out so people can see, like, what I see. I kind of think I'm going to do that. But so if anyone, I say all of that to say, if anybody's an editor that can literally do those things, let me know, because I need a good editor that can, like, do those things. Greg is definitely my accomplice. We have very big plans. I'm actually really looking forward for the tour to be done and, like, all of our travel to be done, because we're going to do Mel's Stairs. Somebody tagged me. Somebody on TikTok tagged me and was like, oh, Melissa, have you seen this? And I was like, yes, like, that's the inspiration for what I'm going to do to Mel's Stairs.
Stairs, mind you.
Yeah, we'll be doing that to Mel's Stairs. I got toilet tissue. Did I show you guys the toilet tissue I got for you?
No, put it in the chat.
The toilet tissue? So I have toilet tissue that has like Grinch. It's like all Grinch themed that I'm going to put in Mel's bathroom. Basically, I'm going to take over Mel's house in December.
Basically.
That's what's going to happen. We're going to do Mel's Stairs. Is where your TV is that a fireplace?
No, I don't have a fireplace.
Okay, then we'll just do the thing around the TV then.
You're going to make my TV have green ruffly stuff?
We're going to frame it.
Okay.
Girl. We're going to frame it. But actually, you might be onto something. If I put, like, green fur, is what you're saying?
No, I don't. Is it called tinsel? That's no, what I I'm thought you were saying.
Tinsel.
Green tinsel no, around my. Tinsel. Oh, okay.
No, but green fur would be cute because it's very, like, Grinch-like.
What? Oh, I was like, what a fur are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah. I can do that to your house too. This is the problem. So she said Mel is a reluctant participant. It's not. Are you talking about girl? I'm not doing garland either, though.
I don't know which one it is. Tinsel or girl? I don't know which they look like. Hold on. Oh, keep going, though. Let me look it up.
Think of tinsel. You think of 90s decor. Like the long,
that's what in my head, I was like, that green tinsel around my TV. Like, girl, that is not what I want to be the case.
Yeah. So a couple things. Number one, have I always been that? I have a bit of a takeover spirit. And I also have a bit of a, like, don't give me a list of what you want for the holidays or for your birthday. I'm going to get you what I want you to have for your birthday.
Yes.
That's absolutely who I am as a person. Also, this is the other thing you have to know, is that Mel is like this today. She'll be like this basically until, like, the week of Christmas. And then she'll be all in. Because Mel always does the games, and they're always extra. They're always extra. So she has to be a Grinch for, like, and then she'll be fine.
I'm the Grinch.
Yeah, you have to be Grinchy. And then you'll be fine. Like, starting, like, the 20th, she'll be like, all right, so what are we going to do?
And oh, my God. I will tap in absolutely for games. The problem is I didn't want to decorate my house. I actually had already said last year that I was throwing away any Christmas decorations that I have because I thought we were going to be in Atlanta. So, like, I can stop this. And then she was like, well, keep it all because we're doing it all. And all of a sudden it's become.
Because I don't know why Mel thought she would not decorate her house. Number one, you have the youngest kids. That's number one. And number two, her house is an extension of my house.
It's so annoying.
I don't have enough space in my house for everybody. So we just decided the girls are going to stay at Mel's house. The boys are going to stay at my house. So they can't go to Mel's house and it's not decorated. So they need to feel entrenched in Grinch at my house. And then when they go to Auntie Mel's house, it's seamless. It carries over. It feels cohesive. It feels like we are one. It feels like, correct, these two are talking to each other.
Was I frozen or did you freeze? I didn't freeze.
You didn't freeze for me.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was just me. That's even better. Okay.
Yeah. So correct. She's an extension. So correct. So these are all the things that will be happening from my house to Mel's house. So I'm very excited. Let's say when she really meant me. Yes, correct. So yeah, that's all for that. I'm very excited. I'm actually very, very excited for like the DIY stuff this year. I think it's going to be fun. Like, I really think the pop-up shop.
I need to figure out, I want to do these letters, and I got to figure out if I'm going to, people have been doing the, like, you know how I did the foam thing for Joe's birthday? A lot of people have been doing that, but what they do is they use a projector. How come I don't have this? Let me see if I sent it to Greg. They use a projector to put it on the screen, outline it, and use that as basically their stencil, so to speak, for what they're going to do, because I really want the letters to be really big. So anyway, I'm not going to find this right now. I got to figure out if that's what I want to do, because I downloaded the merch font, like that iconic merch font. So I have that in Canva, and I think what I'm going to do is just blow it up to how big I think it needs to be. I can project it. Sorry, I'm using you guys to actually go through what's in my brain. Project it onto the foam, trace it, and then use the foam to cut it out. Spray paint it or paint it, whatever we're going to do. I think we're going to use acrylic paint. And then I can stick that on top of the store. I don't know. We'll have to see if that's going to work. So regardless, that is kind of the plan for the moment. But go ahead, Mel. You can do your situations.
Well, you talking about that makes me wonder. I haven't looked because I'm not the DIY queen that you are, but I wonder if Masterclass has some DIY classes. There's some masters on there. Because Masterclass is the next sponsor of today's episode. I will say, I told you guys a while ago, I think that I am always looking for the master classes that have to do with like communication. Robin Roberts' class is one of my favorite. Mm. It's about teaching effective and authentic communication. It's something that I'm always trying to be like cognizant of, conscious of when I am, whether I'm making a video, whether I am interviewing somebody, whether whatever it is, I'm always trying to make sure that I'm being effective and authentic to myself and communicating in a way that's like clear and people understand. All of that is like constantly in my brain. And I actually, the other day, anytime people tell me that they use or reference my videos, it's always like, really? But somebody the other day commented and said, let me find it. They said that it was a guy. He said, "We talk about your I'm not a lawyer, but videos in my journalism news writing course." And I was like, really? It's masterclass of me like taking some of these masterclasses and trying to, you know, get better at my communication. And I mean, he didn't say what they say about me in the class, but the fact that I would even be brought up in, you know, a journalism news writing course was just really, really flattering, to be honest. I hope they're saying good things in there. But anyway, all of that to say, I really find that I get a lot of value out of Masterclass and some of the classes that I have watched on there, and I've taken a number of times. I don't even just take them once or watch them once, but I will revisit because I just find them to be really, really helpful, insightful, make me think about things in a way that I maybe hadn't previously. So that is my little kind of personal anecdote about Masterclass. But with that said, with Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit even into the busiest of schedules. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/GJ. masterclass.com/GJ.
All right. Let me also tell you about ZocDoc. Okay. Finding a great doctor should be like a great first date. And really it's about the vibes. Some of finding a doctor is absolutely about vibes and personality, and it can be intimidating and sometimes a little bit overwhelming trying to find a great doctor that again, works with your vibes, your personality, also works around your schedule, listens to what you have to say. I was just telling someone the other day, that it is great to advocate for yourself, but I also want a doctor that listens to me the first time and I don't feel like I always have to advocate for myself. I just want you to hear me and take my feedback and then like, let's develop a plan together. Like it shouldn't be this thing where like, I feel like every time I'm talking to you, I feel like I have to convince you of the pain that I'm talking about or like my symptoms or whatever. That can feel like, that can feel like a lot. Like, are you on my side? Yes or no? Like, why do I, every time I talk to you, I feel like I have to convince you. And so finding a doctor that again is your advocate, you're not advocating for yourself to them. They are your advocate, goes a long way as well. And that can be extremely difficult, to find. And so, with ZocDoc, they can, help you do that because what we should be doing is seeing a real doctor, one who can actually help you figure out the right health plan for you. ZocDoc makes that part easy by giving you tons of doctors to choose and letting you book it in seconds directly from their website. I just told you guys know I'm going all through all this perimenopause stuff. I actually have another appointment with my doctor tomorrow to get my blood work done because they're the ones who recommended that I get blood work done to do the like genetic DNA testing. But also, I am doing a follow-up because I think I told you guys a few weeks ago that she was thinking that maybe there was like a thyroid issue with me. And so we're going to use that first testing that we did as a baseline. And I'm coming back actually tomorrow in order to get some blood work done and kind of relook at those numbers. These are all her ideas, not mine. And that's what I mean when you want someone to advocate for you. And it's not always you saying, I think something's wrong. Like, I think something's wrong. I think something's wrong. I think something's wrong. And they're just kind of like brushing you off. Those are the vibes of personality and like the things that I mean when I say like, that's a really good doctor. Okay. ZocDoc is a free app. And I found my doctor through ZocDoc. That's the point here. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty from mental health to dental, primary care, urgent care, and more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, or are a good fit for your medical needs that you may have and are highly rated by verified patients. Because you know one thing about it, you want to see the reviews of actual people, okay? Appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically within just 24 to 72 hours, which is true. I got my appointment within 24 hours. I think I actually made it in the evening and like by the next morning I had, well, in that moment, but the appointment was like literally the next morning. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/GJ to find GJ and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/GJ, ZocDoc.com/GJ. Yes, I definitely want to make sure I know I'm done with the ad part of it, but I really do mean what I say about finding a doctor that you feel like is your advocate, because yeah. Even when I was like having all of these like perimenopausal issues and the first patch that I was on, it wasn't working. Like I just was having a time with everything that was happening. And so when I went back to her and was like explaining this to her, I didn't feel like I had to like convince her that this wasn't working. Yeah. You know what I mean? She was just like, okay, well, let's try something else. And based on what you're saying, I think this is the better option for you. And I've been on this new patch for maybe a month. Maybe a month, maybe a little under a month. And I can tell you already, I actually think I do need to get it adjusted maybe one time, but for the most part it's like it's so much better for me. It is so much better for me. If you're in your late 30s and you feel off, do not let these people tell you that you are not perimenopausal. There's no timeline. You don't click an age. You don't go through a threshold and all of a sudden you're in perimenopause land. It's actually low-key kind of like slowly things start changing and then one day you're just kind of like, that's what all this is. I got it. I understand. That's what all this is. Don't let the internet try to convince you or people or even doctors try to convince you that you're not having the symptoms that you're having. You are you. You're your best advocate and you know yourself best. you know how it feels to be you when you just feel normal. And you know how it feels to be when you're like, something is just off. I don't know what it is, but something is just off. Those are okay. Say those things and find a doctor who will believe you. All right, moving on. I'm done with my high horse because I'm like deep in the passions of perimenopause because it has been affecting my life like nobody's business, for real.
Hey, Mel. Hey, Liz. I love you guys' show, and I get so excited when I see the show uploaded in Patreon. Oh, my God. But as much as I love y'all, I have to pop the trunk on y'all because what do you mean that you have me watching silly shows like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and Traitors? And all these shows are good. Don't get me wrong. I even turned on Love is Blind. What? Married at First Sight, because y'all have influenced me to do so. However, you ain't seen the Braxton Family Values. Y'all missing out. I need you to know that you're missing out on some good TV. And you know why I say this? Melissa, you remember a couple weeks ago when you had played that TikTok at the end of the show and you was like, oh my God, I love how these sisters are singing. The Braxtons be doing that. Wow. But in however, it's only like once or twice per season. Hear me out. So they do be arguing and they do be getting on each other, but it's good. You ain't seen good TV until you see Tamar tell Tony that she's shady.org. You ain't seen good TV until you see Tony tell Tracy, you cute, but you might need a little different pounds. You haven't seen good TV until you see them arguing at therapy or you see them make up a song about the girl. They sing all the time and it's so beautiful. But in between that, it can be a ratchet hot mess. And I need you guys to get in on this. Just watch at least one season. You have to see Tamar talk bad to them and them talk bad to Tamar. And then them sing at the end of the episode. You have to see.
She's got to be talking about previous seasons. Number one, because she mentioned Tracy. Rest in peace, Tracy Braxton. So she has to be talking about previous seasons because I started watching I think this is the second season of this new revamp. Yeah. And it was crazy then. And I've watched every episode of this new season except for this week's episode, or I guess last week's episode. And it's not the same cutesy, ha ha ha, we love each other, we fight, we're sisters, we sing, but also we love each other. No, I think they just hate each other now. I think they just hate each other.
I haven't even started it, so I have to tap in. I'm looking forward to tapping in. It's going to happen very soon. I haven't done it yet, but it's going to happen. I think she might have sold me. Apparently, we sold her on some of the other shows, so I think you have sold me on the Braxtons. I'm going to watch. And if it's a good time, then I'm gonna report back. If it's the best,
someone said it's sad. Mel, this season is sad.
That's gonna make me sad.
Yeah, it's a demise. It is the demise of sisterhood. It's not the uplifting of sisterhood. And I don't mean sisterhood like we are blood sisterhood.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It makes me sad, to be completely honest with you. I really hate to watch it because you know it's like actually real.
What platform is it on?
Ooh.
Okay,
somewhere
never mind. I'll look it up.
Yeah. I feel like I watch it on like Philo or Peacock or something.
Philo.
Where is it on?
WeTV? WeTV.
Oh, what is WeTV on?
Is that
it's Philo. Okay.
Philo. Okay. If I say WeTV got an app, bring back cable. Bring back cable.
I agree.
It's so... I'm not getting WeTV. I'm not getting Philo. I'm not getting... I don't care. Give me cable.
Yeah.
One price. Okay. You want me to play the next one? Or are you about to say?
Go for it.
I'm popping the trunk on Melissa because you done spoke some things into existence in my life that I did not want in my life. Okay. My baby's taking a nap and I swear I hear a bird in my house while we have some workers here painting. And for the life of me, I didn't think it was really a bird. They leave. I walk out the room and sure enough, I see a bird sitting or standing on the banister. So I immediately call the workers back. Like, y'all need to come back here. Y'all let a bird in. You left the door open. Peyton, you need to come back and get this bird. But they came and got it. Everything's fine now. But I'm popping the trunk on you because you had a bird in your house. The next day, I have a bird in my house.
That feels appropriate. I think that was a proper pop the trunk. You deserve. Not the birds talking to each other.
If you've never had a bird in your house, it is the, first of all, it's really, okay. Do you remember the movie Bird from back in the day?
Mm-mm.
It's low key before our time. I'm not even gonna lie to you. The birds came out. The Birds movie. And it's so stupid because you're literally like, it is way before our time. This says 1963. Okay. So it's way before our time. So it's bad. Okay. The Hitchcock movie. Yes. You watch it and everything looks fake. Like, it's a terrible movie, but it's also from 1963. So you're watching and you're kind of like, why is everybody scared of these birds? This is so stupid. They're just birds. Like, everybody relax. Guys are just birds. Relax. A bird comes in your house and you are afraid. You are afraid. You are afraid. I was like, I didn't want to touch it. I didn't want to, like, I was so afraid of it. And it was a baby bird, but like legit, I was afraid. I get it now. So I'm sorry to this woman. I apologize. Because that is a time. But at least let someone come and take it out. I was the one trying to get it out the house.
What a broom.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to talk TV. Before we do, I'll tell you about the last sponsor of this episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods is always a reminder to me that it's the holiday time because, well, and Melissa is going to make sure y'all know it's the holiday time, okay? Even when it's not holiday, she is doing a countdown. And so that means you may also be having the beginning stresses of what to buy people for the holidays. What gifts are you going to buy that'll convey that they mean something to you, that you thought about them, that it's a thoughtful gift, all of that, right? Always stresses me out during the holiday time. But Uncommon Goods can help you out because they have such personalized and unique gifts that you can give that really, I feel like they convey the like, oh, wow, this was very thoughtful, very personalized, very sweet. Like, it gives all the things that you need. And so that's why I personally am a fan. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And I'll just quickly say, I came across something the other day. First of all, they always have personalized gifts. And I am just, you put my name on something, all of a sudden, I love you. I feel like you put so much thought into it. Mm-hmm. So they have those kinds of gifts. One of the ones I saw recently, remember those old, what were they called? The old, I guess it's called the Real Viewer, but remember the little, like, you put your eyes in it and then the little clicker and it's different images. So they have that, but you can personalize it with like your own photos. Mm. So it's like a real viewer of snapshots of pictures that you get to choose. And I was like, that's so thoughtful. Like, if it's somebody you have a relationship with, romantic or friendship even, or just like a grandparent, like those could be such thoughtful, that's such a thoughtful gift, even like an anniversary. I just feel like that's such a thoughtful gift that you just put the pictures in there and Uncommon Goods can help you save the day. And look, you get to present this gift that can just be very like meaningful. They also have obviously holiday time. So they have ornaments that you can put people's names on, like a snowflake ornament, that kind of stuff. So anyway, don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's uncommongoods.com/GJ for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And make sure you use that GJ, okay? And get you a little clicker. They had a throw blanket that could be like a crossword puzzle, but you get to like pick the words. That's so fun. Awesome. Somebody should propose and use that. And it's like, will you marry me? Like, come on. Oh, there's endless ideas here that you can use with Uncommon Goods. I'm just saying, I'm trying to help y'all out. Anyway. All right.
Amazing. Crossword puzzle for a proposal is actually a little key, a genius idea. Somebody.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A lot of people get proposed to during the holidays. I'm just saying, men, I know y'all be watching Gin and Juice. I'm trying to help y'all out. Or ladies. Or anybody. I mean, anybody. It's a cute idea. You can reveal like a pregnancy. So many things.
I'm with this. I'm trying to show you guys. This is the.
Oh, I see. You got to be an influencer.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I just be thinking everybody.
Yeah, y'all never gonna be able to see it. Anyway. Anyway, like that's the merch store, if you can make it out. All right, you want to move on to this doggone show?
Well, yes, because there's a few that we need to discuss. Let's first
start with Selling Sunset, because that's the only thing I watch.
Yes. So last time we talked last week, I hadn't finished the season. And so you told me about the fight between Mary and Chelsea. I was pissed off about that fight. Mary was so wrong. And I felt like and you know, that girl, what's the dark haired girl that I just said was striking? I like her dark feature. Brie is just as wrong can be.
I think she instigated it low key, but she had nothing to lose, but she did instigate it.
She instigated and that.
The problem with Brie, it's not actually a problem with Brie. It's actually the problem with Mary. Brie is like, yeah, I threw your flowers away. They were ugly. I really don't care. Yeah. And that's what it is. Mary doesn't keep the energy. And so she's on these podcasts. Like, I wasn't mad at Chelsea.
Yeah.
I was mad at production.
Girl, she and production is telling her that it just, I mean, and who knows, because, you know, reality producers do a lot of things. So who knows the truth? But what's clear is that it wasn't Chelsea's intention. Exactly. Now, whether that was production's intention, sure, whatever, who knows? But it's clear that it wasn't Chelsea's. And mm-hmm. Mary to behave and act and be so rude about, like she said, these flowers, I could have kept my, and then she got the nerve to say she has a rich husband, ex-husband, who's giving her all of that. And Chelsea, he ain't paid me nothing, just so we're clear.
Oh my God. The nerve of
you to be speaking on her, even if he did, the reality is it takes a lot more than money to raise children. And doing it alone, I can't even imagine. She is on this high profile show. She is trying to keep up with y'all at this office selling these millions of dollars of homes. And she has two kids, right? Let's not act like being a parent is not a challenging thing. And the nerve of you to speak on her, like, I just felt like Mary was so wrong. Her and Chelsea pissed me off.
I felt like the reunion, they also didn't spend enough time talking about it.
I agree.
It felt like such an afterthought, and that also pissed me off. I don't know. Chelsea seemed like, this was the other thing about Chelsea. For as much as people had things to say about Chelsea in the early seasons and how she approached Brie, you know, she was a little judgmental. She has grown.
I agree.
She has grown. Her energy is different. Life humbles you. It teaches you. And I just don't feel like even her being like, we're not friends, but I'm like, I wouldn't want that for anybody. Let me just send these off as not even a peace offering, because we could, this is just to be nice, girl. We could hate each other tomorrow.
Yes.
And they just, Mary, I also, because now my TikTok algorithm is all this. They said that Mary was trying to get that girl fired.
Off the show?
Off the show.
Or this?
Part of the reason the show just kind of ended, it felt like there wasn't like a wrap-up scene, is because there was a scene that was cut. Actually, I feel like they said Chrishell is the one who said it, because Chrishell be dropping the tea, and
I saw the comment of Chrishell saying something, alluding to something.
He has been alluding to a lot of things. I told you I think Chrishell should leave the show. It looks like, I think she actually made an announcement. Exiting the show. I think it is time and was time. I'm actually very happy that she's made that decision. I think she has come to the point in the show where she's just defensive.
Yeah.
And she's not trusting of anyone. And because of that, she can come across, like even with the Sofia Vergara's cousin, niece, I don't know the girl's name or what their relation is, but she was like, I just feel like I'm going to tell, you know, I have to see your energy before I decide how I'm going to interact with you. You weren't just like forthcoming with her. I shouldn't say forthcoming, warm with her initially. You were, and the girl felt the energy. And then when she was like, I felt the energy, you were basically like, yes, and this is why.
Yeah.
Like, I think Chelsea, I'm happy or not Chelsea, Chrishell
should be off. The whole episode, you said on our last episode, you were like,
they don't like each other. And watching that reunion, I said, oh, they don't like each other. They do not. This is not even like Salt Lake City. Like you said, it's not even Salt Lake City mean girl, like this is dumb. They genuinely do not like each other. And it feels gross to know that Jason and Brett are just like there. The whole thing felt gross. Like it felt really gross watching that reunion for me. I'm like, enough of this. It's not even, it started off really fun and like cute, funny, cat, whatever. And it has evolved to something. I was like, I don't know that it just got mean.
After the reunion, I wouldn't be surprised if like the whole thing was canceled.
Yeah.
I feel like it almost needs to be. I don't know that what else is there?
Yeah.
I feel like low-key Mary should leave, to be completely honest with you. Amanda, I think she sometimes acts as like a bridge when there's things going on, but she doesn't really bring anything to the show.
On a reality show, I would, my goal in life would be Amanda. I need to be her. Cause she'd just be like, I'll decorate this house. I don't sell a house. I'm on a show called Selling Sunset. I don't sell houses. I'm a decorate. And then I'm just gonna be like, no, I've known you for 20 years. We're friends. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. And then randomly be like, yeah, we did snow. What did she call it? Bluff? Buff?
Oh, blow. We did blow.
Yeah, we did blow 20 years. Who cares? Yeah, girl. I want to be her.
And did she walk that back?
She said, I've never seen her do that. I don't know. I just heard that she overdosed.
I was low-key. I was like,
Veronica, she is a painter. She's also randomly like, oh my gosh, I have an exhibit.
Yeah. Amanda, like I said, I think she's just there to be kind of a peacemaker. I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea was like, get me off the show. I'm done with this as well. Yeah. Bree could probably stay on. She plays a good, she's villain enough, but she's not like, she doesn't overdo it.
Yeah.
And who else is on there? Emma could probably go. This was my thing with about Emma too, though.
Oh, she pissed me off. She pissed me off. Because.
You are one of those white liberals. But you're not really an ally.
Oh.
Because saying like, I don't agree with everything he says. I don't agree with everything he does. I do think sometimes he's problematic. So why would you date him?
I know, right?
Why would you want to be with someone like that? That you know you're not married. You ain't got no kids together. You ain't got no ties together. This is literally actively a choice.
Yes. And for your best friend, as you say, to be Chrishell, who is in this LGBTQ relationship with someone who, you know, identifies, who doesn't identify with a specific gender, or like all of that, right? And so for that, for you to have such a close relationship with her, and for that to be so meaningful, and for you to actively choose a person who is, it seems like disrespectful, because even Chrishell, she always, I think, has said not a number of times, you can misgender as long as it's not, you know, like open to learning and all of, like, she's been very clear about that. And so if you have someone who is just blatantly disrespectful about that, and then even, I think Chelsea wouldn't say straight up, he said the N-word, but she was like, he don't be doing the, so for you to say these are your friends and then to actively choose to be with a partner who isn't respectful of that, it's pretty gross. That's pretty gross.
And odd. It's like, are you like, I'm not MAGA, but you choose to date this dude that is, and you're just okay with that? Like, that should be, especially someone just said, especially when your best friend that you're saying is queer, Chrishell, and Black, Chelsea.
Yeah.
So you're okay. Monty, what are you doing?
Well, why is she doing that? I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, go ahead. You're okay.
Yeah, you're okay with her. I mean, you're with her boyfriend, or I'm sorry, she's okay with her own boyfriend being disrespectful to other communities. Yeah. That's a problem. And that is often a problem with, y'all know this, I listen to NPR a lot. And do you guys remember the white woman who, I think it was in New York, I'm trying to remember the circumstance, where the guy was jogging and she like called the cops on him.
Oh, yeah.
It's the meme, the dark haired lady with the sunglasses. I think it's her.
I don't know the name, but yeah.
Okay. So there was an NPR episode that I listened to, and I know NPR is this huge umbrella with like all of these different podcasts, but because I don't remember the name of the podcast specifically, I'm just say NPR. But there was this NPR episode where they were, the bird watcher. Correct.
Right.
It was exactly that. Okay. So the episode was talking about who, because the woman self-identified as a liberal.
Oh, that's right.
Self-identified. And the guy on the podcast episode was talking about the white women who are likely to do what she did are actually women who listen to this podcast.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That is who that girl is. That's who Emma is. Who I'm not MAGA. You guys, you're having people call me MAGA. I don't even identify as MAGA. I am not that. But you tolerate it. You don't call your boyfriend out on it. You don't see the problem with it. You'll call him problematic, but it's not me. That's not good enough.
Yeah. And you know what the other thing, because a lot of the reality is we can't choose our family, right? And so a lot of people have family members who maybe you disagree with the way they view things, but your tie to them is actually not a choice. It's blood, right? And the difference here with Emma is that, girl, in 2025, you are actively making a choice to align, to relate to be tied to someone who you disagree with morally. Like, why would you? It just seems like an argument. If you really disagree with their choices, that seems like you are putting yourself in a, like you want an argument. You are create and imagine you actually marry and have children with this person. This is going to circle back, honey. You are going to find yourself in an argument, in a conversation that you could have avoided had you chose differently today. So it just is such a, it's a weird choice. If you truly don't align with what he is saying, choose differently.
Literally that simple. Literally that
so weird.
Simple. And it is weird. And yeah, the only other thing I will say though, my problem with Chrishell is that I do think that she exposes things on social media. I think the whole cast had a good point with that.
Yeah,
she does that quite often. And I would never want to be, because I can't trust you.
I can't trust that conversations
or whatever that we've had privately, you aren't going to turn around. The relationship was over. So you went straight to social media.
Yeah.
Like she, well, I don't want to say she basically said, because it's not what she said, but what the seeds that she planted that allowed us to come to this thought was that that man was abusive to Emma.
Yes, she did. In the bathroom crying. Why would you even say that on this platform right now? Because why? She said right in the bathroom crying. I said, well, what was she crying for?
I agree.
Why would you share that about your close friend, huh?
Yeah. I didn't like that. I don't remember who said that. Oh, it was Mary. And I hate that I had to agree with Mary, because I think Mary is also the epitome of white woman tears. The actual, literal epitome of white woman tears. That's why I don't like Mary. That woman and the way she's going on these podcasts right now and rewriting history is a work of art. Like, girl, you know, we all watch the episodes and then we watch the finale.
Yeah.
And now you're saying the exact opposite over here. You do understand we
saw you. Yeah.
Literally, we saw you. So I'm so confused. Yeah, Mary is very dangerous to Black people. Very. And if it is true that she tried to get Chelsea fired. And for what reason? Like, what would even be the reason?
She took
the flowers, and I felt like she did it for the cameras.
Yeah. Well, and I'm gonna keep circling back. I think Jason is trash. It's giving that y'all are okay with this, and that is now feeling disgusting. Men at the top of this, and it's the whole thing is giving gross, and I'm getting to gross. So. Anyway, okay, well, even OC at least has men on theirs. You know, like OC feels valid. it feels better than this Hollywood version. It feels gross. It feels, yeah. I don't like this. And I don't like how it's going. So anyway.
I could have did without the OC teaser. However, it did look good.
I know. I said, now what y'all got going on over there? Down in the OC. Y'all be having.
It did look good. I said, now wait a minute. I could do without this. And I wish I would have spent a little bit more time with Chelsea and Mary going back and forth, because they spent half the episode, Chriselle and Emma going back and forth.
I know. Yeah.
Girl, okay, move on. I want to see the racism now. I want to see her held to account for that.
That's funny.
Last 3 minutes of the episode, they did that and spent 10, 15 minutes on that OC. However, it did look really good.
It has some drama going on over there. Let me just jump quickly to Married at First Sight, because I caught myself up. And spoiler alert if you haven't watched.
No, please.
Okay. One of the couples is pregnant. Girl. I said, no, wait.
Wait. Time. With the husband of the Married at First Sight baby, or she came in pregnant and didn't know it?
No, she pregnant with the husband, the Married at First Sight husband. The problem is, they've been married. They just got married. We still have episodes to go before decision day. Y'all got to use protection. You got it. The whole point of this show is that in 6 weeks, you can say, I don't, after you said, I do. You said you can say, I don't, and you still going to be stuck with the girl. That was dumb. You have to use protection. It exists or pull out, girl. I don't know why y'all thought y'all are grown. These are adults. These are grown people. What are y'all doing?
She is fully, how did they, what?
Yes, honey. They're about 30 days in. You write about it. They about 30 days in. I said, oh, this is a mess. So they are pregnant.
Wait,
they have two.
Did she get pregnant during the honeymoon? How does she know already?
She had to get pregnant
instantly, because how do you know already?
They did the little, it's the end of. So this week's episode, they all go to a cabin. And so the two of them are like, nobody's asked about you not drinking yet. So I think we're good. Like that's where we are. The episode before the one from last week, when they find out at the end of the episode, they're like, well, then they just kind of show two pee sticks to the camera. And it was like, oh, girl, Jesus. I didn't know somebody is saying this happened with another season. I didn't know they was getting down like that. This seems like a very dumb decision for adults to make.
That is very dumb.
But you know, all the best. I'll be watching this week to see if y'all gonna say I do on decision day, or y'all gonna say I don't, and you still gotta be tied to this fan.
How many more weeks? I started watching it before I left last week, but I do like the new format. It is much faster. I looked up and I said, oh, they get married already. Hold on. I don't know who is who yet. It was moving much, much faster. But I don't even think I got to honeymoons.
Oh.
Wait, is there honeymoons in this show?
Yes. They go straight to honeymoons. They get married on the first episode, then they go straight to honeymoons, and then they go to living together.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So these people, let me tell you now, because there's a black couple. What? You know what? This is how I feel. I haven't watched Married at First Sight in a long time. I watched last season with MM, who I rocked with, and then this season, right? When there are black couples, it seems like they are either amazing or the men should be thrown in the trash. So this season, right, there is a man named Will and then this girl named Brittany.
Okay.
And he has pissed me off so bad. Every episode, and she just keeps trying, and I want to curse his little ass out so bad. Oh my gosh, every episode I want to curse him out, and he is choosing to act so just like dumb, as if he can't figure out 2 + 2, and it's pissing me off so bad. She was like, I'm trying to figure out how to be a good wife to you, and he was like, you like words of affirmation, you like, and she was like, yes, so I'm trying to figure out how to be a good wife to you. Yeah, you like that stuff. That's not what, and she's like, yes. So I'm trying to figure out what. And he would not answer her, but then was saying, you don't ask and you don't ask enough questions. And I'm like, she's trying to, you idiot. Like, he's so rude. I don't like him. I don't like him. they also, it always makes me really uncomfortable. He's very nonchalant and emotionally unavailable. Yes, Lydia. Yes. Yes, honey. He is just the worst. And she is trying and has been trying. I mean, she got her own issues. She's not perfect, but she is trying. And I think he doesn't, I don't know if it's not attraction. It's something that is blocking him. And instead of admitting to that, he's acting as if she is not doing what she should be. And it's driving her crazy because she's trying to hit a goal when the post keeps moving. The girl, you're not ever going to be able to hit this goal ever. Because he don't want you. And the last episode, she finally was like, I just think I'm not his person. And it's landing on her. And he's acting as if that's not the case. So anyway, the last episode was very upsetting. They're at a table and she begins crying because the whole table is seeing her perspective and trying to help him. The women are trying to communicate it to him. And he's just like, what? No, I don't know. So it's very annoying. Then there's two older couples, and the oldest of the older couples, it makes me so sad because there's this woman who basically she's like, you're never asking questions about me. So he talks a lot. He's just like, oh, the sky is blue. Let me tell you about the time I learned about the color blue. Oh, and it's never like a, and how about you? Do you have an, it's never a return question. I always think about the Love on the Spectrum show when the experts teach the people how to have conversation. Mm-hmm. And while it's like funny to watch, at the end of the day, it feels like a lot of people don't know, me included. I'm like, oh, that's how you're supposed to have a conversation. You're supposed to like return the question and express interest in that person if you're actually interested. Yeah. So that's what she's complaining about to this partner. You're not expressing interest in me. And at first it felt like a valid complaint. But now it seems like all she wants to do is talk about herself. And now I'm like, now her name is Rhonda, y'all right. And now I'm like, now Rhonda, that you don't want him to ever talk. You just only want to talk about you. And that's unfair. And the poor man, he just be trying to. And it's not, I think it is a her thing. And she's not seeing it that way. So it's just making him villainized all the time. And it makes me sad to watch because I'm like, the poor, and I mean, he's what, 50 something, 60 something? He's just trying. And she's just, it's never going to be enough for her. It's sad. Rhonda, she didn't piss me off. I was team Rhonda. She didn't piss me off. The other couple.
I realize they have, they're older. I didn't realize they went up that age.
The other older couple is actually, the woman is the mother to one of the younger couple, the girl. So it's a mother and daughter on the show, both gotten married and like finding love, which is really cute because she's so happy for her mom, and her mom is like really trying to, she's happy for her daughter. It's really, really sweet. So anyway, the whole season, it was a little bit slow for me in the beginning. I was like, get to it. But after the homegirl got pregnant, Brittany and Will, she even took him to her house, and he is, let me say this, then we can move on. Brittany is, you know, young Black woman, bought her own house, very proud of the fact that she's young, single, and bought her own house herself. So she's like, I've never taken a man to my house, right? You are the first man coming to my house. And she's very like, this is my off, showing it off. And this man says, not a word, not like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. You should be so proud of like, you know, the like common pleasantries that you should extend, even if you don't like my boy, fake it. He is just like, he don't say a word about her house until he gets into her closet and she's trying to take her clothes to go back to the apartment. He's like, you gonna take all that? That's the first thing you have to say. You've been at her house. The first thing you have to say is, you gonna take all these clothes?
Wait, is he intimidated by her?
It doesn't give in to me. It's not intimidation. To me, it's lack of interest. I think he's not interested, attracted to her. I think there's something happening here that he does. She's not his person. And again, you have the right to, you know, be paired with somebody that actually is not your person. Sure. Be polite and be honest. And instead you're like gaslighting her into saying she's not doing something that she very clearly is doing. She's trying every day, asking him, how can I do this? What do you like? What asking these questions. And he literally is like, you don't ask no questions.
Oh, That's really too bad. Yeah, she should get out. He doesn't like her. He doesn't like her.
It's pissing me off. So anyway, that's Married at First Sight. I'm tapped in. I think I have not laughed as hard as I did on this last episode of Salt Lake City in a long time.
Oh, what? I haven't watched it. What happened?
I don't even remember what happened. I just remember like cracking up. You guys will never take the show away from me. And I don't care what you say or do. You will never pry it out of my hands. This is the best show on TV. I can't even remember what happened. I just remember laughing to the point where I was like, I should watch that again. I need to feel the joy of that show because
they said Lisa performed.
Lisa performed. What? Were they on the boat?
I gotta watch it. I gotta catch up.
Salt Lake City is so funny. Everybody is silly. Everybody is just very silly.
I have such a hate relationship with this show. Oh my God, I have such a love hate relationship with this show.
Oh yeah, they're on this boat and the captain kept trying to come out and give them food, but they, you know how anytime housewives go to restaurants, they just be screaming at each other and the waiters be like.
I did watch it. It was from the Down Under crew. I did watch that.
Is that good? It's just funny.
I did watch it. Yeah, the boat crew was going through. Like, I think they're in there fighting. They're like yelling at each other. Yeah, the boat crew was completely and totally stressed out. But why were they fighting? What? Oh,
I can't. Angie was throwing up her. I can't.
Angie was seasick. Remember. Her and Mary were in the room seasick. She
was sick.
Oh, but someone came in there.
Meredith and Brittany were Meredith said something a screenshot. Because she said something.
Wait, say it again, Mel, you went out.
Oh, I was just saying Meredith and Brittany, they were arguing. I can't remember why though. Mary was sitting in that room eating her food. I'm not gonna be able to recall it. It's just funny. And I highly recommend. It's the joy, especially
that's
after.
Right. Heather said they all believe that Lisa is the one behind the blogs. And Lisa was so offended by it. And she called her husband. That is exactly what they were fighting about. And Bronwyn was like, I'm not saying it's you. I just also think that it might be you because every time something happens, stuff comes out in the blogs. And it's always when someone's mad at you or like someone came at you, then that's your retaliation, basically.
Yes.
I do think it's Lisa behind it.
Absolutely.
I do think that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Lisa
is the best thing on the show.
She tries to pretend she doesn't care as much as she does.
Yeah.
And nothing bothers her. Like she'll say nothing's bothering her while she's like crying hysterically. Yeah. And it's like, girl, all of this bothers you. You absolutely care the way people see you, the way that you're perceived. You want to be looked at like you have money. You want all of these things. And when that happens, you do stuff you ain't got no business doing, like take out credit lines with this man that was probably your side piece lover.
Yeah. I think Lisa is she's the best thing on the show. I need her. Lisa.
I'm gonna tell you who I could not go without on the show. Angie.
Good too.
But Angie, she goes below the belt.
Yes.
Her insults are always very good.
Yes.
Actually, the Lisa's insults be very good too. The way she puts the insult together. But Angie.
No, I need Lisa because she's the starter of drama. If Lisa's not there, it's boring.
That's true.
You need her because she is so wrong in everything she does that it's like, yes, please. You need a starting point. She is always the starting point because I think she is the blog. She is the life. She be doing all the best. So you need her. And then you need Angie for then the two of them to go back and forth. You need Heather to randomly, or no, Whitney. You need Whitney to randomly say some stuff that you're like, shut up, girl. She just Jesus. Be there.
You want to say something about me? I had started a business too, and you would know it, and it failed.
You'd be like,
her for that. You need Mary to be in the corner eating and acting like she's never seen people ever.
Can you bring some more of the H in the 2-0?
You need Heather. Heather is always the one to like level things out. You need that. And then you need Meredith to just be like, to make a stupid face. That's like, she just goes 0 to 100. She'd be like, fine, don't say nothing. And then the moment she says something, the girl's on 10. You need every
Brittany
character.
Brittany wasn't wrong about that. Brittany absolutely was like, you do go from 0 to 100 real quick. Like, you do.
It's the best thing ever. I love it. I love it so much. So anyway.
Yeah. It's a terrible show, but I will be. What days did it come on? On Wednesdays? It must have come out on like Tuesday or Wednesday because I watched it before I left. Tuesday. Yeah, before I left last week.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be back. Let me actually check the count. Listen, I'm about done traveling, ain't I?
Hello.
We will be back on the 17th. Mel, you got audio boom up?
Yeah.
Can you see if I took the week of Thanksgiving off? The week of the 24th?
Yeah, hold on. 24th, but we work 17th.
Okay, so we'll be back next week. We won't be back the week of Thanksgiving. And then, of course, in December, we'll probably be back for like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I think so.
Indeed. Oh, they want to see Hi the Kai Kai. Hold on. Let me get her before
right, we please. That was a good remembrance.
Kaya.
That was very good remembrance.
Come here. Auntie is on here. Auntie. Auntie over
there. Oh, she's in attitude.
Yep, she's in attitude, not coming. She said, and ran away. I said, no. Auntie's here. Yep.
Yes, Catherine, I will be in Oakland and obviously the LA show. And that will be the last shows of the year. I'm so excited to like really dive deep into the Christmas stuff because I feel like I can't do both. My brain won't allow me to do both right now. Yeah, that's it. So we'll see you guys next week. And then basically in December.
Bye.